What's up? You're listening to the AFM. I'm Tyler. I'm filling in for Mac, who's the actual primary host of this show. But I'll be here every week, guesting. I'm not even a they/them, so I guess it is for the best that I'm just a regular guest now. But I've shared this show for the past couple semesters with Mac. Back for another semester. I'm excited. Looking forward to it. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. And now I have to play music really fast. I'm really bad at this part. Sorry, did you guys catch how the automation ended? I didn't want to commit to a whole other song from like 8 to 8.05. So instead I just hopped on the mic, but now I'm in a bit of a sticky situation where I have to multitask, and that's hard for me. Anyways, don't worry about me. I'm doing so good. I'm doing great. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. I don't know if this song has a slow start or I'm doing something incorrectly. Hold on. At first I thought I had a slow start, but I think I'm failing to work the radio equipment, which is very typical for the FM. I am like a full-blown DJ, not that you could really tell from my performance at the DJ booth every week. But anyways, sorry about the false alarm. Here's music.
Keep
All right. I love to get the PSAs out of the way early. This is usually going to be more of like a talkative show. Like, it's usually the two of us talking. Last semester, we ran a show where we kept wanting to play music, and then we'd both show up with no music to play and just talk the whole time. So we decided that that was the direction the AFM would go in this semester. The problem is now I have nobody to talk to. So if anybody wants to call in, that'd be cool. But I'm pretty good at just talking to myself, I guess. I'm going to read a PSA that... I love to read a PSA that's probably outdated. Like, based on just the appearance of this piece of paper, probably none of the contact information on this PSA is still any good. But the PSA is marked no kill, which I believe means, like, no expiration date. So it'll just stay here forever. And I think that that's beautiful. Anyways, here's an alternative scouting PSA. Fold the mic closer. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. A public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Okay, that actually sounds great. Excuse me. I'm going to try to go to this website right now. You know, a domain is old when it has, like, a hyphen in it. But let's see. Let's see what happens when we go to bpsaus.org. Because I know the ad is probably from before Boy Scouts was co-ed, but still. Oh, my gosh. Here it is. Traditional scouting for everybody. So I was completely wrong. This is still... PSA is still good. Wait, this is so cute. This is so cute. I love this. I think... Wow, this is great. They've got them in Canada and Mexico, UK. I think traditional scouting sounds great. I was a Girl Scout for a long time, and it was clearly just like a social club for our parents. Like, I'm sorry. I know my parents thought they were doing right by me by, like, enrolling me in the Girl Scouts, but it was, like, clearly just for all of our parents to hang out. And by extension, for us to hang out. Like, it was fun. It was fun. We were all just vibing, but what did I learn? Nothing. Anyways, traditional scouting seems... fantastic. And they have it for adults, but I think I'll pass on that. I think I'll pass on being an adult Boy Scout. What are they called? Baden-Powell Scout. But yeah, I welcome you guys too. Let me see. I'm trying to think of like what music I'm in the mood for. Did I play Diners yesterday? I had my own show yesterday. Please listen to it. It's Worst Boys Guild. It's Mondays at 11 a.m. And it would be great if people listened, so that's cool. I just play a lot of music, and it doesn't really go together very well because it's kind of just like whatever I'm thinking of at any given moment. But I have a fun time. And my music taste is fine. Anyways, I guess I have to put that to the test, like, now. Whether my music taste is actually fine. Why is Adult Mom's Last FM page all, like, weird now? Like, the app. This is weird. Driver, the studio album, is, like, not on their albums page and replaced by Driver, the live album. But then all the singles are still from Driver. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Enjoy Adult Mom checking up live.
Thick snow, I fall down in its slow. I retreat to its pillow. Snug gets mush swept on my cheek. No tissue, especially not you. You tell me that you're not checking.
bitterness in my heart, I must admit, I have dug us both a hollow ditch.
I never felt so sorry.
You know, previously I'd been cutting the quick path along a lonesome desert road. A road along which I was standing swan to find a love so sweet on me.
I've never felt so sorry.
So if you can summon the goodwill to forgive, forgive this bad old plum rattling loose in a barking iron. I've been known to have too much tumbleweed in my blood to ever settle down, but I'm not yet ready to get to mitten. And there ain't nothing I'd like more than to take you dancing. Just one very last time.
Okay, what's up, everybody? I have a caller. I'm gonna put her on the radio soon, and it's gonna be so great. Okay, phone off air is what I did. Okay. How is it hearing my voice in two places? You get a double of your handsome boyfriend. You should. You should go turn on every radio in New York City to my voice. Okay, I believe I'm going to put you on air now. We will just have to see if that's what happens, though. Okay. I think we got you.
Hello, Tufts.
Hello, Tufts. So,
love Tufts. Good morning.
What's not to love about Tufts University? That's why. So everybody, this is my pretty girlfriend Epiphany.
Hi, everybody.
She's calling to keep me company because I had nobody to talk to during today's show, and she doesn't know that Tufts' current weather situation is that a lot of the sidewalks are covered in just, like, huge, thick sheets of ice.
That sounds horrible.
It's very scary for me. It's very scary.
Are people just slipping all over the place?
Not really, because it's, like, visible. It's thick enough that you can tell that there's definitely ice, so you kind of just, like, don't walk so fast on it.
Yeah.
But it's...
Yeah, but, I mean, I feel like you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Like, when I see ice, that doesn't mean that I don't think that gives any less of a chance of me slipping on it.
That's fair. Anyways, you get to Epiphany is coming for Valentine's Day weekend. She's going to slip on some ice.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Probably not. It's like 40 degrees today. So hopefully we lose some of it.
We had a slipping problem. Like, 2 days ago, all the building floors got waxed, including the stairs, and, like, they didn't tell anyone, so, like, everyone was tweeting about, like, sliding it, like, in all these different buildings, like, everyone has a story of, like, falling down the stairs, and they had to send out, like, an official email, like, apologizing.
Vivi, did you fall down the stairs?
The floors were waxed. What was that?
Did you fall down the stairs?
I didn't, because... It was Columbia Buildings, and, like, that was just, like, one day where, like, I wasn't in any Columbia Buildings.
Okay. Okay.
So
nice.
It really worked out for me. But...
Just too bad, because I bet you'd look so pretty
Zara
falling down the stairs.
My friend had a really bad fall, fully, like, down an entire stairs. After, like, flirting with this guy.
Oh.
At the top of the stairs, and then walking away and just eating it.
I love that Columbia, like, creates these little sitcom moments for you all to enjoy.
Yeah. They're like, our students live in New York. We got to give them the New York sitcom experience.
Yeah, and the college experience. So you go to an Ivy for crying out loud. You need to like, whoa. No, so many silly things happen in college.
It's so silly. Ah. College is so silly.
I bet you would look really beautiful falling down the stairs. I almost wish you had. So that I could watch. I bet you would look so great.
I think you think too much of me.
No.
I think I'd be so embarrassed. What happens to me when I fall downstairs is like I just stand up and just walk away as quickly as possible, and I like don't accept any help. I don't laugh it off. Like I'll just like stand up and go.
You don't laugh it off?
I do. I'm like a nervous laughter, but I'm trying to get out of there as fast as possible.
Not to brag, but I don't really fall downstairs often enough to have like I fall downstairs.
Of course you don't.
Thank you.
Because you're like perfect and you like are like you like walk downstairs like a normal person.
I walk down them. Yeah, that's true. That's how I usually get down. I had to open my backpack because Jake's needs attention. Jake's who's
Oh my gosh, how's Jake doing?
He's a toddler. He dookied a couple times.
I he went to bed really early. I have a bold choice to do Jake with an S at the end. Like, I really like it.
Well, I didn't want, like, a real name.
About this. Yeah. Jake.
Okay, Jake's. What do you need? Jake still wants attention, and I've given him everything. So I don't know if this is, like, a... I'll try disciplining it. I don't know. You're supposed to train the Tamagotchis. And I think I did it right. Yes, I did it right. Okay. I don't like giving Jake's a timeout, but you have to.
You have to give them a timeout?
Sometimes. Or you should.
Yeah, that would be rough.
It's good for them. Anyways.
That would be rough for me.
I know. I don't think you would do it.
They're just really cute, you know?
Something to consider if I'm thinking about letting you babysit. It's like, you would not discipline my
Well, I would. If I were babysitting, yeah, probably not, because I'd try to be, like, the cool.
That's no good.
You know? But also, it being a digital pet, I think, would make me feel less bad.
Sure. That's... I would hope. What are you up to today?
I have class and then work. And then class, and then I'm picking up my babysitting kids today.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Kids. I know, it was just really spontaneous. I'm so excited.
How long has it been since you saw them?
What was that?
How long has it been since you saw them?
About a month.
Nice.
I'm called in whenever the other babysitter gets sick and when it works with my schedule.
All right, good deal.
And then I have outreach tonight. I have a busy day.
Okay, so that's Tuesdays now?
Yeah, and now if it's, Tuesdays now.
Okay.
What about you? What's your day look like?
I'm just wondering when you'll have time to honor your boyfriend.
I always have time to honor my boyfriend, but prime boyfriend honoring time would be between 1 and 2. And between 5:30 and 7:30.
Got it. I'll be in class from 4 to 8, but I might... You said 1 to 2.
And from 9 onwards.
From 9 onwards. 9 onwards works just fine for me. What? Today's Tuesday? Okay. I
take a shower from the gym.
I have capstone today. We're, like, actually meeting for...
Damn.
Anyway, sorry, what were you saying? You have to shower.
Fuck that. Well, I just kind of...
Hey, no cursing on the radio. I have to hang up on you. I love you.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Sorry about that, guys. Guests, right? Okay. She's... Anyway, sorry about that one. Let's listen to music. Also, sorry, Mac. You're not even my show. We'll probably be fine. Here's more music.
All I ever needed was your master arm. Take my wrongs and make them right. Take my darkness and make it bright. Give your old boy a cigarette of light. I want you, you, you to hold through the night. I want you, you, you to see through my heart's disguise. I want you. All I ever needed was your Siamese kiss to cleanse me of this spookiness, to clear the fog, see through the mist, to give my sorrow a plot twist. I want you, you, you to stand with me through the fright. I want you, you, you to swing with me through the noontime sky. I want you. Loving you sure makes me afraid. All I ever needed was your red wine voice that comes out when it's late and we're getting close. And when I say let's take off all our clothes, it's 'cause I'm a bumblebee, babe. You're a rose. I want you, you, you to love me till daylight. I want you, you, you to wake up bundled up beside. I want you. Loving you sure makes me afraid. Losing. But I don't care, I can't slow down now. Once we kissed, I lost my choice to be choosing, and no one else would do. Baby, you.
sorry, guys. One second. I didn't pick out new music in time. That's really it. I'm thinking of like. It's
pain in my neck persists since the accident. From my license plate, I came out apologizing. The only way I got to know him was through crashing exchange.
I don't know how that one happened. But it happened. Anyways, here's she and him.
I'm all out of luck, but what else could I be? I know he's yours and he'll never belong. Toughen up. I listen.
All right. So one thing about me is that I have to go teach a lab. It's not even just that I have labs, that I have to teach a lab at 9 a.m. on Tuesdays. So I'm going to talk for a minute and then do the little station ID at 8:55 and then pop the automator on and scoot right out of here, which I'm sure whoever has the show before me will appreciate. But yeah, I don't know. Have a good week. Valentine's Day in 6 days. Think about that. I don't know. Sorry if you're single on Valentine's Day and like bitter about people mentioning it, but maybe don't be bitter. Maybe grow up. And if you're not single on Valentine's Day, pressure is on. Start preparing now. Kidding. That's kind of the main thing coming up in my life. Besides that, the semester has started for real and I've committed to too many things. And now I have to do all the stuff that I committed to. But it's all fun. So, you know, that's good. It's going to be a great semester. Senior spring, Max and my senior spring, both. So, very excited for that. Thank you for listening to the first week of AFM for this semester. Catch Worst Boys Guild Mondays at 11 a.m. with me, and AFM Tuesdays 8 a.m. with Mac and usually me. Yeah, until then, have a great week. I'm Tyler. This is AFM. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO and Medford. Catch you later. Thank you.